Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, there's backstage heat on Brock Lesnar after WWE Royal Rumble, and I'd say good luck to whoever he has heat with.
A major title change on AEW Dynamite after the ring gets destroyed.
Tony Khan is interested in signing. That's what I'm trying to say. A certain free agent. We keep it rolling.
And a former WWE star signs with Impact Wrestling. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm all over the place.
And this is the news.
All right, let's kick things off by talking about Brock Lesnar. He's got a bit of heat on him, apparently, after Royal Rumble. Bunch of unplanned stuff happened when he went on the bloody rampage.
Is it whoever's popcorn he knocked out?
The fan is absolutely furious and they want a word with him. That would go really well. So this is a report from Fightful Select. You know Brock, like, he went nuts. He went berserk after he got eliminated by my guy, Big Bob.
Yeah.
Big Bob Lashley. That was the angle. Clearly, they're building to another match between those guys.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that. That'll be a fun match. Again, it always is. But Fightful Select coming through. Some of the spots that actually happened when this... What?
No, just... I know what's coming. I've read this
okay,
morning.
Okay, okay. I thought you had something to throw out there. So, some of the stuff that happened in that rampage weren't planned and caught a bunch of people by surprise. Reportedly, some wrestlers who were in the ring and people at ringside weren't aware of the spot where he used the stairs to beat dudes up, or the moment where he threw part of the announce desk into the ring. One source noted to Fightful that a freakout was planned, and it's Brock, so expect anything and everything. But dumping Eddie Arango, the referee,
I always
get referees' names all over the place, but Eddie, dumping him over, that got Lesnar in a bit of hot water here. Apparently Eddie was supposed to be the guy at the end of the match raising Cody Rhodes' hand, but because he, you know, had to go and sell the attack, had to go backstage. Doing the best for the business.
Yeah.
Another referee had to come out and take that spot. So a little bit of a reconfiguration. There were rumours that he was injured in this, but those haven't been confirmed.
Yeah.
That might just be Twitter bollocks. Shockingly. Now, it should be noted as well that one source commented that heat is a relative term when they were talking about this, right? And they don't expect any punishment for Brock.
No.
Because, of course not, it's Brock Lesnar. He could probably, like, he could have probably taken someone's head off and they'd be like, it's okay, Brock, don't worry.
He'll grow a new one.
Yeah. But yeah, there you go. It's fine. That's how it works. You regenerate.
Yeah. That guy in Men in Black.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, it's something and nothing. This, I feel sorry for Eddie Arango, obviously. I know he's been up for a while, but it is still a cool moment to be the guy who's like, you bloody Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And you know, the reaction to it was all
like,
great.
Oh, hey, look, kids, that's me. Like, that's
and I'm sure, like you say, they've been told, if you've been told a freakout's happening, I'd just keep your distance. Obviously, they planned. He goes out, he goes, oh, bloody furious I am. Brock being Brock, he grabs whatever's closest to him. So he chucks a bit of the table and I did like the bit where he hoisted the steps on the desk and everything just went everywhere. Then obviously, presumably it was planned that he runs around and just runs over Baron Corbin and F5s him on the outside.
That was funny.
You sense that the bit that's probably the most troubling is the bit where Eddie Rango's like, come on, mate, you're out the Rumble, off you go. And he just goes, you what? Because he didn't really hit him with a move. He just sort of pushed him throat first over the barricade. So yeah, that probably sucked to take, even if, you know, Brock's being gentle Brock. But yeah, I sincerely doubt there's going to be any repercussions to this. Or Eddie Arango's going to shoot low blow him in the match at WrestleMania and give Bobby Lashley the win.
Brad Maddox, baby. There we go. He's back. Remember he did that to Ryback and CM Punk and all that?
Yes.
What? That was rubbish.
That's so
funny. I involved Ryback, so of course it was rubbish. Right. But yeah.
Let's talk about Dynamite last night. It was an absolute state, that ring, by the end of the show because of the brutal no-holds-barred match for the TNT Championship. It's Darby Allin and Samoa Joe. And Samoa Joe is, yet again, your TNT Champion, defeating Darby Allin. So I'm watching this morning, Andy, sort of, bleary-eyed, half asleep, thanks to the time difference in America and what have you. And Darby Allin comes out, and I go, ooh, that's a snazzy little jacket he's got on. Wait a second, you look closer. It's made of thumbtacks. So he had that involved. There was just some really bonkers spots, as always, from the history of these two is just littered with them.
Darby Hardway's duel with a dive. That's how crazy this match was.
There's a bit where, it was following the bit I'm about to tell you about, where Darby just, he was meant to be going for one of his mad suicide dives, and I think his feet clipped the ropes, and he went through a table on the outside.
It made it look even better.
It was awesome.
The mistake made it look even tougher. It was awesome.
And the fact that was sort of on the road to the finish as well just added to it all. Yeah, prior to that, Darby Allin had pulled up all the ring covers. He's exposed the boards, basically, as we've seen very occasionally. There was one in Omega Moxley, if I remember rightly, in the Lights Out match. And then, of course, you remember the Nexus doing it and stuff like that. But in the end, that backfired on Darby because he'd exposed the boards to try and end Joe. In the end, Joe caught him up top as he's setting up for the coffin drop and hit him with a horrific-looking muscle buster.
Yeah,
horrific-looking, executed perfectly. I just mean, it looks like it'd suck to take. 1, 2, 3. Samoa Joe is TNT champion, and you've already got his next challenger lined up because Wardlow returned to close out the show, and Joe didn't want any of that, so instead Wardlow killed security.
I miss his top knot, man. I miss Wardlow's top knot. Rest in peace to the big man. Wow, what a turn of events. I think that the Samoa Joe Darby Allin in-ring rivalry is immortal. Like, they seem to be incapable of doing anything less than absolutely great when they're in the ring together. Darby's the perfect opponent for Joe at this stage in his career.
Yeah.
Where maybe, he's maybe not as, athletic as he used to be, but he still can be that intense bully killer guy. And he's pretty awesome.
Full disclosure, I think there was a period when Joe was in AEW initially where I was like, oh, this guy's cooked. And now he's cooking.
Were you trying to say he's finished?
Yeah.
That's what you were saying. I love it. The return, it got a nice pop, so that's good. People still love Wardlow, whatever is said about him online and his push. And I think those are fair complaints about the way he's presented. But, cooled down is not the term to use because you listen to the arena objectively.
Yeah.
He has not cooled down. Cool. I would have probably, if I'm writing the show, and I'm not because I'm a worse booker than Tony Khan, because he does this every week, I would rather have Darby won. And then what I would do is Joe, Wardlow, not for the belt, and then Wardlow versus Darby for the belt, which would be a lot of fun.
Mm.
But both options are good.
There was some fantasy booking I saw with some of the guys who respond to the podcast. Thanks, everyone who does that. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. Talking about potentially Darby retaining and eventually Wardlow beating him because Darby's just selling so many injuries. And Wardlow's not like, I'm going to be a bastard, but at the end of the day, the Powerbomb Symphony is what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to see Joe Wardlow again. And Darby Allin. Darby Allin, I suggested this on the podcast yesterday, after Sidge pointed out he was kind of speedrunning his TNT Championship thing. Loads of great defences.
Every day, it felt
exactly. So I think maybe he's lost here to win some kind of match at Revolution, whether he's partnering with Sting or not. And then I think he might be in line for a title shot with MJF down the line, which I don't think you could do, because it's not the losing upwards that you sometimes used to get in WWE if he drops the title at the Pape. If you do it now, there's time to rehabilitate him so that by the time we get to, April, Darby Allin's a suitable sort of interim title challenger for Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
There you go. Let's move on. Let's talk about our next story, which I've forgotten.
Yeah, I have as well, actually.
Yeah, Tony Khan. Who does he want to sign? Shockingly, Tony Khan wants to sign someone or use them or book them. It's Kota Ibushi, the man we spoke about yesterday. So we'll keep this relatively brief because we broke down Kota's situation yesterday. But Tony was speaking about Ibushi, who's now a free agent, on Busted Open Radio yesterday. And I'll just read it to you. There's a lot of free agents in the world of pro wrestling, but certainly Kota Ibushi is a great talent. When you have a name like that, everybody in the world would be very fortunate to have them in their promotion. I really wanted to work with him in the past, so I think it's something we'd certainly have to consider. Yeah, you'd imagine there's probably some interesting political stuff, maybe, with that, given the nature of Kota. And this is just me speculating, it's not part of the report. given the nature of Kota's split from New Japan Pro Wrestling and some of the ugly stuff that came out last year and the working partnership between AEW and New Japan, or maybe New Japan is just like, hey, it's cool, man, just go work, it's fine. I'd prefer that because I want to see Ibushi do everything.
Yes.
Him and Kenny, obviously, like, closely attached for long, long periods of their career. I want to see Kota work in every promotion, so of course I want to see him work in AEW.
Yeah, exactly. We sort of alluded to his work yesterday, or where he could end up, and I think AEW's the natural spot for him to eventually go to. But like you say, maybe not permanently yet, because I want to see him dip his toes and dip his fingers in a lot of pies.
I want to see that promotion with the pies. Yes. And the rings. The strange-shaped ring thing.
Pie Pro Wrestling, PPW. That's my favourite new promotion.
Yeah, good.
Winner gets a pie. But is it sweet or savoury? Stick around to find out.
Yeah, you know who the GM of that promotion
is? That?
Britt Baker.
Hey!
To end my existence.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Right, final story for you. Dirty Dango has now officially signed with Impact Wrestling. He, of course, debuted for them last October, but now per PW Insider, he is officially putting pen to paper on that deal. No word on how long he's going to be in that promotion for, but obviously he showed up at Bound for Glory, as I said, in October, challenging then digital media champion Brian Myers. Unfortunately, not winning that one, but... he did win against Johnny Swinger, and then he sort of went away for a bit, and then he came back. I love Fandango, Dirty Dango, whatever you want to call him, Johnny Curtis. I think he's so
weird.
Appreciate his work not only in WWE but also Impact and very much in the NWA. I dread to think what someone like Joe Hendry would say in a song about him. If you haven't seen the one he did recently. About, don't just say it, Edge's bitch. Go and check that out. But yeah, good fit for him. I want to see Dirty Dango a bit like Kota Ibushi everywhere.
He's fun. He's so much fun.
Yeah.
Like he got cut from WWE, and then I imagine he'd been doing this for a while, but it suddenly emerged that he's amazing at building houses, which is
yes.
a really cool thing away from the ring. And obviously, like, wrestling isn't always forever, so it's cool to see him, like, you know, branching out and stuff. His NWA run was so bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, his promos are the most perversely entertaining thing. Just try and find them if you can. YouTube them, Dirty Dango, NWA. What a fun personality to be in pro wrestling. I love him.
I think he's in my top 10 list of people I want to do a face-to-face interview with. I would love to interview him regardless, but to stand somewhere with him and just... that aura.
He's
and
very
presence.
Sexy as well.
He's just
very good.
I
want to
know
man.
What he smells like.
Yeah. Oh, just summer.
Exactly. He's gonna refuse, you know, any interviews now. I've said that.
You know what Fandango smells like? What's your favorite smell? Everyone, what's your favorite smell? He smells like that.
Laughing cow cheese, probably.
We're at it again with the cows.
Let's move on to your Twitter questions. We'll circle back to that in a second.
No, we won't.
At WhatCultureWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from @love2Nikki on Twitter, who writes, "Hi, y'all." Sorry, Nikki. Love2Nikki. Hi, y'all. Silly question, but with the women's tag titles continuing to flounder, do you ever see a women's mid-card title happening?
Ooh. Yeah, that would be a... So from a sheer numbers standpoint, it would be a bit more viable than the women's tag team titles because you need half the amount of people for a singles match. I would still like to see them give the women's tag titles a proper go, however. I would like to see them establish teams. I would like to see them let those teams have long runs. Not just do... Under Vince, it was like... People just teamed up randomly and then they split three months later and they'd get the belt for a month and it was rubbish. I'd like to see the belts floating all over the place, all brands. I think that EO and Dakota, like, they've had the belts for a little bit now. That's good, but they've not really had the focus or the push.
No.
So I'd like to see them fix that before looking at mid-card titles. I think if you were to introduce a mid-card title now, if you can't nail the tag belts while those are active, it's probably not a great timing now. But... if you were to get rid of the women's tag team titles, which I'm not for, I think a mid-card belt without that other belt would do a little bit better. I've just Steiner-mapped you all over the place. But
no, I think you're right, though. I think there may be... I'm still holding out some hope that we get a Shayna Baszler-Ronda Rousey tag team.
Yeah.
Because I think that would really help to re-establish them. Like you say, they should be more... They should be doing more stuff with them. Look at the... It's always the comparison you draw. Well... The Usos are kind of busy with their tag team stuff, so why aren't you doing that with Damage Control, who are also in a, you know, faction and what have you? I just wish there was another promotion. That's not going to say it's not quite the same mid-card title, but that had really established a women's mid-card title. Congratulations to Jay Cargill.
Match kicked ass.
It was awesome. It was
really good fun.
50-0. I had one issue with it.
Oh, of course.
One problem. Where's Shaq? Like the law, he's in this. He's in this story between the two.
Why didn't Bow Wow interfere?
Right.
What happened to that?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm absolutely ecstatic. That storyline was dropped.
Yep.
Second question today comes from Brian George, who writes: "Morning, gents. Seeing as the 2022 Money in the Bank promos featured Cody, it seems like he was the front runner to win it. Do you think Cody winning the Rumble is a better story compared to what they potentially had planned before his unfortunate injury?"
Yeah, I do. I think that him winning the Rumble is it's more like the Rumble is. It's been around longer. It's more historic.
Yes.
It's more iconic. Means more to say I was a Royal Rumble winner than the Money in the Bank winner. Also, personal preference, I don't like Money in the Bank. I think it's really lazy. Like, every single title defense is either a heel taking advantage of someone or a babyface inexplicably taking advantage of someone who's already wrestled. It's very rare. And, like, Triple H...
They tried a bit with the Big E calling his shot thing, but he still had to face someone who'd already had a match.
Exactly. It was like, it was weak sauce because, the guy had already wrestled. And it was like, I love Big E. I want to see him win the title and all that. But it was like, oh, they've done it this way. Obviously, that was under Vince, that one. And the most of the bad ones. I will absolutely give Triple H a chance. But I think if Cody had won it, Money in the Bank, I just wouldn't have had a lot of faith in them doing something cool with it. I mean, even Theory, like, I'm not an Austin Theory guy, but he got geeked out super hard.
It's like, you know how I feel about the Money in the Bank. I'm very excited, obviously, to have that paper premium live event coming here in July. It's a real easy fix, this, Andy. And it's something that we've campaigned about with WWE for many, many years, but it's actually becoming more of a reality now. Have a plan.
Yeah.
When you put the Money in the Bank briefcase on, say, right, we're giving it to that person because on this date, barring anything major changing, we'd like this to happen. It should mainly be a heel thing, I agree. I'm just like, oh, bollocks, what if Cody tweaks his knee and then suddenly because someone comes out and or whoever the champion is or whatever. The Austin Theory one I didn't mind because I thought they had a plan and then very quickly realised, oh no, they got nothing here. And then they've also kind of backed out on whether or not they want Theory to be world champion.
Yeah.
Look, it's really easy. It has been really easy previously. Give it to Sami Zayn. Could even give it to Sami Zayn this year. That could be an interesting one.
Mm.
Just a thought, because he's right there and I say it every year and they never do it.
Oh, well, I look forward to them giving it to Corbin or someone this year.
That'd be second one, wouldn't it, as well?
Yeah, it
would. Less of a question, but I thought I'd answer it, is the final thing here from Jules. Not our Jules.
Jules, oh.
Angel Kitty 32001 writes...
Even better.
After the news today, I really need to know Adam Wilborn's opinion on the Cadbury's Caramel Bunny. Look, don't get me started on this. Top three, probably.
This is dangerous.
Laughing Cow. Really dangerous. And I'm not saying Laughing Cow cheese is better than Dairy Lee, guys. Don't get it twisted. I'm just saying...
You can like both, guys.
Yeah, you can like both.
Don't get tribal about spreadable cheese.
I can only want to... I only want to have relations with one of the mascots. I don't know if Dairy Lee's got a mascot. Cadbury Caramel Bunny. Absolutely get it. Love it. And also Jolly Green Giant. Obviously, top three.
Jolly Green
Absolute
Giant.
Peace, Jolly Green Giant.
He's ripped, to be fair.
Green Giant.
Do you want some sweet corn? Was it sweet corn or peas he did?
I think he did. Bit of both.
Bit of both.
Dealer's choice.
Any little blob.
Any mascots you want to shag or?
I'm a human being, so no. Moving swiftly onwards. And finally, usually we use this spot for someone that's funny, like someone a bit lighthearted, someone to laugh. Sometimes we'll highlight like a good cause. Maybe someone's raising some funds. Maybe someone's just done some awesome feat. I want to do something a bit differently today. I want to highlight like just a really great piece of writing that I came across last night.
Okay.
Like a really awesome, just insightful, like made me totally think of this guy's career in a completely new way. It's very rare that articles of that caliber come along. Usually I have to go somewhere like The Athletic for that.
Yeah.
But no, this is bodyslam.net. Shout out to Cassidy and the whole team over there. They're doing great work. And genuinely, this is just... It's the kind of thing that makes me like look at what I've written recently and gone, man, I'm no good at this. It gives you imposter syndrome. So here it is, bodyslam.net. What they've done is an editorial on the best matches and moments of Disco Inferno.
I was thinking, is this a gimmick? What are we doing here?
And then you click on it, brother.
Cool, let's have a look.
Just check this out, man.
I'm excited to read this. I mean, you go.
That's it. There you go. There's nothing there. Sincerely, right? I obviously popped huge when I saw this, but sincerely, it made me upset that I didn't think of this first. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Credit the writer here. Sorry, I've gone off the page because I'm a complete idiot. And Nick Perkins. Well done, Nick.
Well done, Nick. Great
work. Well done, Nick. Good stuff.
Careful. Now he's going to go after you on Twitter, and then he's going to get completely bodied in the replies.
Cody got it right about Disco Inferno.
No, I think you'll find that the AEW Community Outreach got it right about Disco Inferno when he took over his Twitter account and looked for a while like they were like doing great stuff, community stuff. But also, if you look back in their history, they ended Disco Inferno. That's an interesting
choice. Perfect.
Well then, Nick, shout out to the guys at Body Slam and let us know your thoughts. That's really good. I didn't know about that.
That's phenomenal. Like, it's the best bit. Like, it's literally clickbait. But it's extremely funny.
Very good.
Good job. You've subverted the art form, Nick. You're great.
Well played.
Very funny.
Hey, it's just a laugh. Come on, guys. Don't take everything so bloody seriously.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that and everything in the... let us know which characters you'd like to, you know.
No!
In the comments, like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. For daily wrestling podcasts, myself and the Daddy Boys are going to sit down and review Dynamite. And then we're doing a video podcast later on today all about mascots that we'd like to have intercourse with. Or probably more chatting about like what needs to happen at Vengeance Day this weekend. Thoughts, Twitter questions, at What Culture WWE. You can follow him at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hey. Laughing Cow, hit me up. You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Will. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thanks to the guys at Body Slam, specifically Nick, for that brilliant
detailed
article. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.